on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Even as Gelson's plans to take over where Hagen left off in Laguna Beach, some shoppers are hungering for an alternative to a grocery store chain that harkens back to the town's natural living roots. Since Hagen filed bankruptcy earlier this month, a question on some residents' minds is, if Hagen went out of business, partly due to overpricing, how is Gelson's, a pricey specialty market, any different? Others question, why open another Gelson's when there's one 2.7 miles away in Dana Point? Smart and Final, the warehouse grocery store chain owned by Apollo LLC, also owns Sprouts Farmers Market. It placed bids on Hagen Markets, but not the South Laguna location. Smart and Final bid $56 million for 28 Hagen leases, or $2 million apiece. Gelson's bid $36 million for 8 stores, or $4.5 million each. The closest Smart and Final bid location is the Hagen store in Corona Del Mar. The bids offered by both chains are considered starting prices by the bankruptcy court. Also in local shopping, starting yesterday, the Laguna's Farmers Market was relocated to the lower portion of Forest Laguna Canyon parking lot, Lot 11, spaces 185 to 228. The relocation is necessary to accommodate a sewer infrastructure project in the adjacent lumberyard parking lot, which is anticipated to last through April 2016. It's been a particularly deadly year to walk Orange County's busiest streets. 48 pedestrians have been struck by vehicles and died since January in the entire county, including 2 in the past week, according to county coroner data through October 15th. That's roughly one pedestrian killed every 6 days in Orange County. The county is on track to beat the previous year's total of 55 pedestrian deaths, continuing on an uneven but upward trend over the past 5 years. Orange County Coroner's data going back to 1992 shows that the worst year on record was 1994, when 70 pedestrians died. That's news from the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Let's look outside of the Laguna bubble this morning. The European Space Agency, ESA, is set to join Russia's ambitious plan to colonize the moon, with an announcement that it will provide key tech for a planned exploration mission in 2020 and possibly help construct a permanent outpost. Announced by Russia's space agency Roscosmos last November, Luna 27 is a robotic lander that will land in the south pole of the moon, a giant crater on the dark side of it, and prospect it for resources that could be utilized by future moon dwellers. And finally, a new trailer will debut tonight during Monday Night Football for Star Wars The Force Awakens. Disney announced in a statement that following the launch of the trailer, tickets will be sold everywhere. Movie tickets are sold. That's cool. New teaser clips have been released ahead of the trailer tonight. The caption says, "The Resistance gathers tomorrow."